For a business to be around for more than 50 years, you know they must be doing something right. At D&H Drugstores, something right has always been service, convenience, trust, qualities that build lasting relationships. D&H has been a part of this community for so long because D&H cares about so much more than just filling prescriptions. It's about our family taking care of your family since 1956. D&H Drugstore, your family drugstore, on Broadway at West Boulevard and on Paris Road in the Haithman Village Shopping Center, Columbia.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends. This is the first day of July 2013. Good to have you with us today. Got a guy on this morning, never been on Radio Friends before. Rather unusual. And I'm glad I met you. We communicated by email, I guess, 4 months or so ago.
That's right.
His name is, okay, I hope I get this right, Nandishvara Isaiah.
Right, very good.
Did I pronounce it right?
You did, Paul.
Okay.
Yeah, I got yours down right away.
Yeah, Paul. Well, that's it. And you are here from the Isaiah Foundation.
That's correct, yes.
What is that?
Well, the Isaiah Foundation is a nonprofit organization that is dedicated to the healing of humanity through the healing of the self. And we teach a very simple practice called the Art of Ascension. Mm-hmm. And it's based on praise, gratitude, love, and compassion. And what ascension means, basically, is to ascend beyond, to go beyond the limiting thoughts, ideas that keep us grounded in being less than or not worthy of or whatever else it may be, that prevent us from realizing our true goals, you know, what we really want in life.
So how do we do that?
Well, the way we do it is by actually replacing all these 100,000 thoughts that most of us have throughout the course of a day by a simple technique. An absolute statement of truth that's based, again, on praise, gratitude, love, and compassion that has no opposite. And we can do that all day long with our eyes open, so that prevents other types of thoughts and stress from coming in, although we still allow ourselves to be active in the world.
But you're saying we are able to eliminate the stress in our life?
It happens naturally. It's just a byproduct of doing this.
Okay, so how do you do it?
What you do it is we teach in a weekend workshop on a Friday evening, all day Saturday, and all day Sunday. And during that period of time, you have ample experience to time to experience it for yourself. Then you go home, experience it for yourself then. And we also then take the time to satisfy the intellect, to let you know what's going on, how it's working, what's happening. But by simply saying these statements of truth, you know, what happens is that both the right hemisphere of the brain and the left hemisphere of the brain go in an upward spiraling direction, and it creates harmony, cohesiveness, and we begin to get very clear on what we want. The natural tendency of the mind is to seek greater happiness, and this takes us to the greatest happiness.
Okay, repeat that again. The natural tendency of the mind is what?
To seek greater happiness.
The natural tendency of the mind, and I can agree with that. Yeah. We all want to seek greater happiness.
You bet.
But many times we go down different paths,
mm-hmm.
And we don't know, sometimes we don't know why we're going down a particular path.
True. So what this does is it will take us back to the path we want to be on. And it's simply by thinking one of these to yourself with your eyes open.
With your eyes open?
You can do it all day long with your eyes open as often as you can.
Wait a minute, you have to think one thought with your eyes open all day long?
Well, it's much easier than that. You don't make it an effort. You just begin to think it off and on. You know, when someone's talking, like I can think it when you're talking right now.
You're thinking of something else while I'm talking?
Because mm-hmm. It's keeping me very present so that I'm not jumping ahead.
Well, how are you, if you're thinking of somebody else, something else, when someone is talking to you, how are you concentrating on what they're saying?
Because it keeps me present. This particular thing immediately puts me in the present moment, so I'm not wandering off. And once I'm there, I don't need to keep repeating it. But if I find myself beginning to wander, then I can repeat it again.
Okay. How did this art of ascension come about?
Before I get into that, let me just say the other way it's used is as a meditation type of a practice for 20 minutes, two or three times a day with your eyes closed.
Mm-hmm.
And by doing that, your body then gets what it naturally wants. The natural tendency of the body is to heal itself, and it does that by rest. So this 20 minutes will give you deeper rest and the deepest sleep at night. So the natural byproduct is that the body then begins to heal itself. The mind begins to realize what it's looking for, the happiness, and clarity comes. And basically you begin to live your life from your heart rather than from your mind and your thoughts and everything. Mm.
So how did the art of the Ascension come about?
It's ancient. The practice has been around since the beginning of humanity, basically, and it has come out every couple thousand years as humanity is needing it and ready for it. And here it is now, taught by the Ashaya Foundation, and it was brought out about 25 years ago or so.
Mm-hmm. If people want to find out more, you're having a free weekend workshop, is that right?
Well, what we're having is a free introductory talk, first of all, and that's on Wednesday, July 10th at 6 p.m., and that's at Spirit Works at the Outdoors Building here in Columbia.
Oh, that's right off of Old 63, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Very good.
I know where
yes.
that is. Because every time I go out and drive by there, I see the outdoor building. I wonder where the indoor building is.
Yeah. You got to go downstairs.
For the indoor building?
Yeah,
okay.
So
there's a free introductory talk Wednesday, July 10th at Spirit Works at the Outdoor Building.
Mm-hmm.
What time?
It's at 6 o'clock.
6 o'clock. And
correct.
Then you're having a weekend workshop?
The weekend workshop is July 19th through the 21st here in Columbia also.
So what's going to happen at this weekend workshop?
On Friday night, we will teach you the first technique based on praise and give you ample time to experience it.
So are you going to give me one of these techniques this morning?
No.
Do people have to come?
They've got to come to the workshop, and there's a very good reason for it. It's because although it's a very simple practice, it is so incredibly powerful. In a very subtle type of a way, that some people will think, well, that's just so simple, I know that. But the way we teach it and the time we spent with it and explaining what's going on and what's happening is what's important.
Mm-hmm.
Because the intellect wants to be involved, it wants to know.
Okay.
And then on Saturday, we teach the other two of the other techniques, the gratitude and the love technique. And on Sunday, we teach the final one. And then you just simply go about your life and live it however you want. But the natural byproduct, again, is that stress will naturally just begin to dissolve.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a phone number people can call if they want more information on this?
Yes. For the weekend workshop coming up and the introductory talk, 573-261-9957.
Okay. Can they just stop by on Wednesday, July 10th at Spirit Works?
Yes, they can.
Okay.
Yes, they can.
All right.
And we do have a website I would like to refer people to, which talks about this. And that's www.theashaya foundation.org.
Okay.
And there's a course schedule on there also.
Okay. Nandishwara, thank you so much for coming by. And I pronounced that name
you
right.
Did, Paul.
Hey,
yeah.
And you know what? Nandishwara, your mom, now she's got a regular name.
Yes, Rose.
Rose, okay. Yes. Rose Urban.
Yes.
Rose Urban, 102 years old. She lives in St. Paul, Minnesota.
Correct.
And she is listening to you this morning on
awesome.
on the internet. So say hi to Mom.
Will do. Hello, Mom.
Okay, Rose Urban, we're talking to your son, Nandishwara. I'm sure she's got another name for you, though. Thank you. Tomorrow, Missouri Cures and the Missouri Symphony Society. Our program directed by Travis McMillan, Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director is Rachel Gangwehr, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mouser.